Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Live from New York City, the Seaport District, ESPN Studios, it is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. It's a gorgeous day today, isn't it?
Yeah, this is my favorite time of the year.
Drink it in. Yeah, it is the best weather day. This is the best weather.
Late
Northeast,
October,
anyway.
Yeah, late October gets a little wet. But right now, humidity's kind of knocked out. The sun is shining. Mm. No breeze, but that's okay because not as high as it's been.
So we went white out today for everybody if you're watching on ESPN Plus.
No diz out. No
digging. It's not, although sun's out, guns out for you. I think it's better for me to just, you know, keep them in the holster.
You Gucci, man. You're strategic. You're like a sniper. I'm like a bazooka.
Right.
It's all good.
Right.
They both effective.
Yes. Yeah, you come in guns a-blazing. I come in sort of like, you know, I'm just going to wait.
Stealth-like.
Take my shot. Stealth. Right. Be part of Barton Hahn Nation, of course, on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation, presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. We have a busy day today.
Yes.
We might have a visit. I believe today we have a visit from Bart Stradamus.
Aha. Uh-huh.
That's also good. We have plenty to talk about in football. We've got errands to talk about because Aaron Judge creeping closer and closer to the Yankee record, to the American League record of 61 home runs, as he's got 56 now, right?
57.
57?
Hit them both.
Damn, that's right. He hit two yesterday.
Yeah, and then hit a high fiver to a fan. Oh, she fanned out. She got the perfect seats.
That was pretty cool.
Because if you're smart, you want
that. I
seats.
Said it just to make you correct me, just to show that you are paying attention to
no,
the Yankees.
No, that's fair enough. Of course.
I would turn off the Mets too if I were you. I would turn them off right now.
I'm a New York fan. I root for New York. I want all things good to happen to New York because when things are good in New York, they're good for business. And so I'm with that. I'm tired of the drought from not having any wins. I'm all here for Aaron Judge. It's just not against my Mets. It's all good.
So you think it's important for a big market like New York to have successful sports teams? It's good for everything. It's good for the leagues. It's good for the market. It's good for everything. That's what you're saying.
It's good for all that.
So you're a fan of everyone.
Yeah, everything New York and New Jersey.
Yeah, I mean, that's
where I reside.
That's you. Everything is
awesome. Exactly. That's me.
Scott. All right, well, is everything awesome with the other Aaron that we have to talk about today, and that is Aaron Rodgers? Because we saw in another ugly week one, that's 2 years in a row now, week one, and they look bad. And, you know, the issues were, and we saw them, they were front and center. I mean, again, Watson not catching that one pass that was like a walk-in touchdown.
Yeah, we put on.
And you and I talked about this yesterday a little bit off the air, so I know how you feel about it. But let's just get a couple of things out there for the world to hear. And let's begin with... where else but the Pat McAfee Show, where we'll hear from Aaron Rodgers on a regular basis. And Aaron talking about patience.
We have to have patience. A lot of these guys have not played a ton of football. And really, it's not something that could have been figured out in training camp or some off-season throwing session. These are live rep things with the pressure of a regular season game, with the pressure of it counting. And that's why I'm not too worried about it. There's a lot of talent on our side of the ball. We just got to execute a little bit better.
You see how he planted that little seed that couldn't get done in off season. Okay, that's better than nothing, correct?
He's addressing what he knows.
Yeah.
Preemptive strike on criticism of him not being around during OTAs and mini camps and all that other stuff where other people would say, why weren't you there? Because part of his role as one of the best quarterbacks to ever play, but also the most important player on your team would probably be if we have young wide receivers, I need to probably catch them up so they're ready when the season starts. And he's saying none of that would have mattered. Do you agree or disagree?
We saw the GOAT, right? The greatest of all time, Tom Brady.
Yeah.
He took an 11-day hiatus, right?
He did, yes.
What did he do after those 11 days?
Got right back to practice.
Oh, he got back to practice and he played in a preseason game.
Yes, he did.
Why did you think he did that? with guys that he's already played with, an offense that he's very familiar with guys that have been in the system. Godwin's been there. Mm-hmm. Evans has been there. Mm-hmm. Brate has been there. Mm-hmm. Right? Perriman has been there. So he thought it was important to do it, and it showed on game day, correct?
Yes.
Aaron didn't think it was important for the second year in a row. And what happened? They got the brakes beat off of them. We talked to Chad Brown yesterday, and we talked about how more and more people are taking the philosophy that, you know, you don't want to play your starters in the preseason at all. Already we're down to three games instead of four games. And what happens? Every one of those teams that we know that takes that philosophy got what happened to them in week one?
Well, key stat of the starting quarterbacks, those who didn't take a snap in preseason, 3-8.
Yeah, breaks beat off of them, right? Mm-hmm. And so like, maybe they should take the philosophy to say the only way you get chemistry in football is by actually playing football. And Aaron Rodgers should understand the assignment. Like, we keep talking about their receiving core is young. But is it really? Because they brought in Sammy Watkins. Randall Cobb, he cried for. They went and made a trade for him. Why not go to a two-receiver set? So why we keep blaming these young guys like Sammy Watkins have productivity? Why are we blaming these young guys like Randall Cobb have productivity? So, like, miss me with all that, you know, young guys are pointing the finger. Because when you point the finger, the thumb's pointing back at you.
Mm-hmm. And again, I just think it's also depends on the type of person you are. You mentioned Tom Brady. I heard Jeff Saturday talk about, and we'll talk with Jeff Saturday on the show, Peyton Manning. And how Peyton Manning never left. He was always there. And if somebody new came in, let me get some reps with you. Let's get on the same page. Let's get right together.
But in the same
way. He was obsessed with it. I just think there are some great players who are obsessed to the point where I'm putting in the extra work. I'll be there wherever you need me. If somebody's new coming in, I need to know everything about you because you're obsessed. Right. Then there's great players who are just, you know, the laid back kind.
I'll pull that up.
Just R-E-L-A.
Do that. And they feel like, yeah, we'll figure it out. Yeah. We'll figure it out. It's not up to me. You got to catch up to me. And that's it. And so Rodgers is on
you
that
heard
side.
It yourself. Help me help you.
Yeah. He might make $50 million a year. He might be the highest paid quarterback per year. He might be all those things, all the accolades, two-time MVP, back-to-back MVPs, I should say, and all that stuff. Yeah. But for Aaron Rodgers, yeah, he doesn't feel like that's not my responsibility, right, to get you ready.
And you know what's crazy?
That's what he thinks. And not everybody thinks that way. And we're going to look at him and say, you're supposed to be like that. And I don't think we should tell him what he's supposed to do. But the results will show.
That's on him.
That you have to accept them then. And he sounds like he's accepting them.
And I've heard Jeff Saturday say it's not his responsibility. You know what's funny? The quarterback is the only position that doesn't have another person in their position. You understand? Linebackers have a weak line, side linebacker, an inside linebacker.
In the game.
Yeah, in the game.
Multiple at your position in the game.
On the field with him, period. Yeah. So is he's the Roscoe Jenkins. He really just cares about himself, right? He's not interested in helping Jordan Love become better. Because that's competition.
Right.
See, my job as a linebacker is to make sure that the linebacker behind me and the linebacker beside me has a great understanding, because my success really is predicated on him taking on the block the right way and me being able to spill over the top. Does he squeeze it? Does he spill it to make the ball bounce? Depending on what the block he gets, if we get a down block, I need him to fit that gap up so it bounces. If he gets a out block, I need him to squeeze it to me so I can come back. See, we have to help our people on our defensive side of the ball. See, Aaron Rodgers doesn't feel like he's responsible for helping anybody else. We've seen a lot of these, we always talk about the most selfish person on the field is usually receivers, the divas. No. These quarterbacks are the most selfish, self-reliant, only I guy, worrying about me, separating yourself from the rest of the team, position in all of sports. Not just football, in all of sports. Because it's from the time they pick up a football, when they're in Little League, it's all about them. They get all the praise. They get all the credit. They get the biggest contracts, even if they may not be the one most responsible for the success of the team. It doesn't matter, right? Like, a lot of times, the quarterback is the highest paid player on the team, but he's not the best player on the team,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So they have this whole bravado that they're not responsible. Everybody else, you get your stuff together. Not my responsibility, really. The hell it ain't. Like, you get the big cheese on a taco. It's your responsibility to wherever we have a void in the team. to be able, you're responsible for all of us.
Bart, it's who he is. I'm telling you.
But the position predicates it as well.
It might.
And it's not right.
Look how he has gotten this far doing it his way,
yep.
And he's getting paid doing it his way.
And with all that talent he has one Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
He's the greatest player possibly to ever play the position.
He's got multiple MVPs.
Yeah, exactly. That is a singular
award. Right, which is
singular
why
award.
The whole argument about the Packers and Rodgers over the last couple of years has always been about what? They haven't done enough for him. They haven't given him enough talent. They haven't done.
He had the best receiver.
Why did they waste a pick on a quarterback? Why did they do this and why did they do all that stuff? Right.
He had the highest paid left tackle.
Yeah.
Maybe arguably one of the best when healthy. Back to Harry, right? And they gave him the best receiver. When you're taking all the cheese off the taco, how many good pieces am I supposed to give you?
Well, that's the other part of it too. Now again, this was a great debate this morning on Get Up. I mean, it was spirited. Mentioned Jeff Saturday's going to join us bottom of the hour, but. Jeff Saturday was there. Chris Canty, a friend of the show, was there. And Kimberly Martin was also part of this whole argument. And I thought Kmart made some great points.
My problem with Aaron Rodgers is that he's saying the right things, but the body language is saying something else in games, like the shrugging and the, like Christian Watson and the drop. I think, obviously, what would be hot news to me is if he says, I'm sick of these kids. Like if they can't catch passes, they can't be on the field. Like, that to me is hot news. But him saying we should be patient, that, yeah, duh. They need to be.
See, that's where I'd hold him accountable. Because you can't ask him to do extra work in the offseason if he doesn't want to or have to. Because, you know, as a player, you're not obligated to be there. So he doesn't want to be there. Okay, fine. But now when you're on the field, you're a team leader.
Yeah.
He's a young player in his very first game. And you've said this. If some rookies, like, they just, their eyes are wide. It's the very first game.
They're rookies.
Christian Watson drops that pass. And what's the first thing Rodgers does? Which, what you said. Team of me, right? Rolls his eyes, makes a face. Like, right now, is that football frustration? Of course. Would you do the same thing if you had a rookie linebacker next to you and he blew an assignment?
Nope.
Wouldn't you look at him like,
no, I'm like, come on, baby.
Doing.
You got to spill that.
But in the moment, you're probably frustrated. Then you walk to the sideline, maybe talk him up. So I'm just trying to explain. Human nature might have kicked in here. But for Aaron Rodgers, I think the next day he realized it, which is why he's saying what he said to McAfee about patience and keep preaching patience. We have to have patience. It's almost like he's talking to himself.
I bet you when Saturday gets on here, because I've heard him apologize about Aaron Rodgers and saying, you know, remember, he's a former teammate.
Yep.
So I understand. But I bet you when Saturday, I don't know, you always call him Jeff Friday because that's my strength coach name, exact name. But I bet when he first got out there being an undrafted free agent, I bet you he wasn't ready to perform at a high level. And I bet you it took a sense of patience from his coaching staff.
Yep.
From his offensive line coach.
Okay.
From his offensive coordinator. But we ain't supposed to have no patience for these receivers. They got to be on the pace. They're 21 years old. They've never played in the NFL. And you expect them to be Ja'Marr Chase?
And in a game, you've never thrown to them. So they don't know, like, there's a lot of that goes in here. So again,
nobody's perfect.
I'm curious.
No perfect rookies.
This is once again, you know, the whole idea of you versus me. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, of course. On the Aaron Rodgers topic, just alone, of how are you seeing this, just as a fan, as you look at this, do you say to yourself, you know what, that's why I look at Aaron Rodgers differently than everyone else, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, all the greats, because those guys, you could just tell that they would be involved with, like, young wide receivers, whereas Aaron Rodgers is like, yeah, you're beneath me. I don't have to work with you.
I was a backup.
And that's what I want to know from
people. I was a backup, undrafted free agent. Not only did Ray Lewis come out there and do extra drills, and I wasn't even playing. Ed Hartwell came out there. Mike Singletary got us up an hour before practice to walk us through what we were going through today to catch us up to speed. That's leadership. Now, is it Aaron Rodgers' job to do that? No. Would it be nice? Yes.
Right.
And a lot of players do take that stewardship type of responsibility on. He just chooses not to.
And most importantly, does it lead to winning and success as a team?
Well,
I would argue that it does.
Well, we were one of the greatest defenses because of it.
Exactly.
Because when Ed Hartwell got hurt or when Ray Lewis got hurt, I was ready for the job because they had put in the extra time and work with me to develop me.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We get your calls on this and more. But first, Bart, tell us about O'Reilly.
Improve fuel mileage with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system can increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage. Get Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner starting at $9.99.
They wrote it out again, Bart. They wrote
Damn
it. N-I-N-E.
Is anybody coachable?
I mean, can we
is
just
anybody
put
coachable?
The number 9?
Yes. And 9.
That's it. And earn 10 times the award. Just 10 would be nice.
Yes, come
Scripts,
on,
Scripts, rewrite, please.
Yeah, 10 times the O'Reilly points. Fuel system cleaner helps you get the most out of every gallon. Save money with gas-saving tips from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop at online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I've only said this 75 different times.
Going on, so you just gotta try to figure out life the best you can and continuous process.
Something is up, right? I mean, like, he didn't look or sound like himself in that news conference.
The reality is that he still got a lot left in the tank, but does he have a lot left in the tank when he doesn't have the protection?
Somebody actually tells me that Tom Brady is dead and shows me the body, I'm not gonna believe that he can't do it.
Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, coming to you live from above Heineken Riverdeck at Pier 17 on a beautiful day here in New York City. We got your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. They are stacked, they are racked, and they are ready to go, and we will get to them. But first, I have to get to this. Speaking of quarterbacks, Bart, we remember the drama with Tom Brady. You mentioned him. He takes the 11-day hiatus from training camp. It was something that was predetermined. When he came back, we saw he looked like a different person. Like, he just looked like a different person. What are you doing here? What are you doing for...
No, go ahead. I'm just...
You're showing something to the camera, and I feel like we need to reference it. Yeah, well, you used a yellow highlighter. Nobody can read that. But yes, 9.99.
I can't read when you write it out. That's so much easier. $9.99, I say, see how that just rolls off the tongue?
We need rewrites on all the scripts. But Brady and, the stories came out about some marital issues between him and Giselle, his wife. And then right before his first game of the year, Giselle did tweet some support for her husband. Then there was there's a story that's coming out in Elle magazine, which had some really interesting comments in it, and it's from before he left. So it's not as if this was something that she's reacting to now after all the issues. In fact, they followed back up to see if she would make a comment for the article about the rumors of their, marital issues, and she declined to comment.
Right.
But, what it was basically about, and now why can't I find it?
Well, I can surmise it. It's basically about, time has to do what makes them happy. And sometimes what makes you happy as an individual is not what makes, it's not what, everybody wants. And, it's tough, right? Because the family is forced to sacrifice so much. She said she would want to have him around a little bit more.
Right.
She wished she would have him around a little bit more, which everybody wants that. She's concerned with his long-term health because we look at guys later in life in their late 50s where they
– Here are the quotes on ESPN. Thank you, ESPN Plus. Now I finally found it. I get too many damn emails, by the way. But she said, obviously I have my concerns. This is a very violent sport, and I have my children. I would like him to be more present. She said, I have definitely had those conversations with him over and over again, but ultimately I feel everybody has to make a decision that works for them. He needs to follow his joy too. Now, characterizations of her wanting him to quit football, she calls them sexist. She said, I think this is the system we've been living in. That's what society has accepted and what a society hasn't accepted.
She has been somewhat transparent over the years.
She's been very transparent.
She talked about Tom having concussions that weren't reported New England and how bad his body was jacked up and beat up. And at the end of the day, we care about him, you know, because we love him as a player. She loves him as a person and the father of her children. So she's concerned with his long-term health.
Right.
You know, we only care about what he's doing for us inside of a uniform. So she has a different obligation because she has young children. And before you know it, he's playing so long, they're going to be adults and they're going to be out of the house. And well, she wants his influence on them as well. That's a tough thing.
That is. And what he's doing, though, is unprecedented, as we know. Starting quarterback at the age of 45, we've never seen it.
Yeah.
You know, this is new. So by now, most quarterbacks have retired.
Most of them have been home for five years or so
with kids at the age that, you know, so you're around, like you said, and he's still going. And so the concern is certainly there. It is something that Brady did also address on his Let's Go podcast on SiriusXM, the idea of playing at the age of 45.
There's no margin of error when you're 45. You know, you take hits and you feel every hit. When you're younger, you have your body's a lot different. And when you're 45, your body changes a lot. So what am I dealing with now? I woke up today going, holy shit, that was a, you know, there was a few hits. And, you know, you look at your arm and you got bruises, you got cuts, and you got, you know, the way it is. And you go, okay, how much longer do I want to make this commitment? And I obviously made the commitment for this year, and everything's going to be, you know, like always, continue to evaluate, you know, all these different aspects of playing.
The idea of how much it hurt to wake up Monday morning.
I mean, he's definitely gone. I mean, his son, his oldest son, I'm looking now, what, is 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is he going to try and pull a Bronny? He's going to stay around where he can skip college, go straight in. He's going to throw it. I want to throw a catch with my son.
I want to see if LeBron James starts to feel it physically. You know, like, it's going to reach a point where he feels it physically.
I mean, it happens to us all. I mean, it's only so much modern medicine can do. So modern medicine and diet and eating, maybe extending your career is maybe 5 years longer
than former athletes.
But yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and that's something obviously concerned. But you can see that there are issues there that go beyond, can I still play? It's also, how does my family feel about this as I'm still playing? I think that's a big part of this Tom Brady story and one that we'll follow throughout the season, especially, of course, with the concerns with their offensive line. All right, we have the calls. We will get to them. But also coming up, we've got Jeff Saturday. We'll get his perspective on the Aaron Rodgers story.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tax Act can think of a million things more fun than filing taxes. Tax Act is going to name some now. Sitting in traffic. Folding a fitted bedsheet. Listening to your coworker talk about his fantasy team. Digging a hole. Digging an even larger hole next to that original hole. Unfortunately, Tax Act's filing software can't make taxes fun. But Tax Act can help you get them done. Tax Act. Let's get them over with.
Bart and Han.
All right, it's Bart and Han. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. And right now, live from down the hall, Jeff Saturday joining us.
I've been calling you Jeff Friday sometimes, but just understand it's not intentional. Jeff Friday for 7 years was our strength coach in Baltimore. So when I say Jeff, sometimes it just and I see a date of the week, it kind of just rolls off. But you know, I love you.
I'm familiar with the Jeff Friday, so there's no insult taken there. I knew that one for sure.
Jeff, I didn't know Jeff Friday, so when Bart and I were talking last week, and he was referencing a Jeff Friday said this and Jeff Friday said that, and I'm going, is he making fun of him? I was like, whoa, like, we like him, man. Why are we doing this? And then he explained it to me.
This is my guy.
Yeah, no, I just want to make sure.
Y'all was disrespectful with the pancakes. I know we got to get to it, but yo, I'm saying, don't waste good pancakes. Listen. What I'm saying is, Foxworth had a plate of pancakes.
Yeah.
And he threw them on the floor. You eat the pancakes.
Oh.
You don't waste good pancakes.
Oh, that's what you mean.
Yes.
Listen, believe me, there are plenty of pancakes consumed. These are the leftovers that nobody would want. So that's where we are on those pancakes.
By then they're cold, so you don't want to eat them anyway. So let's throw them on the ground, have some fun. It's one of my favorite segments. When the next chance I get to host Get Up, I hope it's on a day that Jeff is there doing Sat Him Down.
Yeah.
Because I'll be jumping around like a lunatic for that. I love that segment. Anyways, you talked this morning about it on Get Up. We're going to talk some more about it, and that is Aaron Rodgers and sort of him saying have patience, need to have patience and all that stuff. And Bart's not buying it because he feels like the role that he should have taken on is the mentor role with young wide receivers to make sure they were ready for week one. How do you feel about it, Jeff, as his former teammate?
So first of all, you know, the whole idea of patience, right? You show me a patient quarterback, I'll show you a mediocre quarterback. Mm-hmm. All right, there are those two things do not coexist. Okay, if you got a quarterback who's like, no worries, we're gonna let this guy kind of develop, he'll be good one day. Nah, that's not how those dudes are. Like, I need him developed yesterday. I want him coming in like Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson. Like, let's get this thing rolling, right? Like, that's the mentality that every quarterback wants with a receiver, and they should. That's how they get players better. So as far as being patient, I think in developing the route concept of when they disguise from one thing to another, here's where I'd like you to be a yard different, those kinds of things will be worked on, you know, for the rest of the season and probably throughout their career, in all honesty, like as they kind of all grow and develop together. But the idea that they could have went to OTAs and done this, from an offensive perspective, I can just tell you that they cannot do it, because it's the split second decision of, with the way that corner is sinking or the safety's driving down, or, and it has to be rep after rep. And really in OTA, you're running routes on air. They're not giving you, they're trying to teach people to play defense on the other side, much less give you a real NFL look of real guys who, and the way that defense coordinators are going to play you for that week. It just doesn't happen. And so Aaron is right. And again, listen, you can love Aaron, you can hate Aaron from a personal perspective, decisions he's made, things he said. But the one thing the dude is, he's a quarterback that has developed some really, really good receivers, and not like first round top five receivers like the Greg Jennings, the James Jones, the Jordy Nelsons of the world. You know, like as you look at this, I think even Adams, right? Wasn't Adams to say so? As you're looking at these, he will develop these receivers, and that's what great quarterbacks do. They find ways to develop them. But don't buy into the whole patience thing. He's patient to the public. Behind closed doors, this dude is pushing and driving like a maniac.
See, but here's the issue, right? When you mentioned all those guys, Jordy Nelson, Greg Jennings, it was a Donald Driver there. That was there with Brett Favre. It was like a bridge guy. The issue is he has no bridge guy. If that's supposed to be Alan Lazard, he's never been to the caliber of Donald Driver. So now, you know, by the time they get good, how much football will Aaron Rodgers has left? You know, that's what I'm saying. He's in a unique position. I mean, Tom Brady is more accomplished than Aaron Rodgers. To all of us, we sure know that he's the GOAT. But he thought it was important to get in there after the 11-day hiatus and get on schedule and rhythm in the preseason. And really what we saw is we saw all the teams. I don't know if you know the stat, but I'll tell you. Is there the teams that kind of didn't play their guys in preseason? 3-8. They were sloppy. Timing was off. So Aaron Rodgers has to understand that, you know, you talk about Jamar Chase, you still had T. Higgins and you had T. Higgins and you had Tyler Boyd that was there that were guys you can depend on. So, you know, so now you can just tell Chase Young, you know, just run this, just do that. Like, I don't think that Randall Cobb and Sammy Watkins are being called to the front of the congregation and be held accountable, because these are veterans that are supposed to be able to allow a guy like Christian Watson to come in and just do one or two things. Most great receivers, I don't know, you were there with Reggie Wayne, you know, you still had Marvin Harris there, you still had, you know, Dallas Clark there. You know, I'm assuming that he probably was worked in slowly. But unfortunately, because of the circumstances, Christian Watson is going to have to grow up and pretty much damn near be a 1B, you know, receiver in year one. And that's a lot to ask for any rookie, no matter what the position is.
Yeah, and listen, I agree with you. And from an organizational perspective, maybe instead of drafting a quarterback a couple of years, they could have drafted another one that they're developing behind Adams, right? So, and I think there's plenty of blame to go around as far as development of players. My perspective is Aaron Rodgers is going to give you – he's going to give you really, I mean, well above average quarterback play. So, from him securing what he's supposed to do, he is going to get himself right. He will help get other guys right. It's how fast those guys can get along. And listen, Matt LaFleur has to understand, if that's the reason, then don't let Watson be the first guy to take the shot, right? Make it Sammy Watkins, or make it, you know, Randall Cobb, or whatever the shot play early. Whatever you have to do, get the backs involved more, whatever that looks like. I will tell you this. When I watch the Packers, I would tell you I was much more concerned with the offensive line play. And without Bakhtiari and Jenkins, who did the two tackles that couldn't play because of the injury, I don't know when they're going to come back, but hopefully sooner rather than later, that matters. And so you and I both know, Bart, I don't care what quarterback you are, you start pressuring them and hitting them and think they're going to get more frustrated than they already are by the receivers. I think that led to some of the eye rolling and the frustration, as well as what the receivers were doing and the drops that occurred. I think it's kind of cumulative. It all added up on them. But again, I don't think this is just a receiver problem. This is the offensive line's got to get situated as well.
Yeah, and I also feel when he's talking about patience, I think he's also talking to himself too, reminding himself that he Correct. Has to be patient like everybody else. There's so much more we can get into with you, Jeff, but unfortunately our time is up. We'll talk with you soon. Thanks so much for a few minutes, though.
Appreciate you, fellas. Have a great one.
All right, Jeff Saturday, ESPN NFL analyst. We got your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN. A lot of people want to sound off on this and more.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Bart and Han.
Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. From the Bart and Hahn Twitter feed, this is, just T. I think it says nose over, I don't know, I can't read it. But anyways, not going to lie, I'm in my car right now trying to figure out how my thumb points back at me if I'm pointing the finger at someone. Bart's saying, got my mind in a pretzel.
Like this. Yeah. It's like holding a gun.
Well, it's saying, don't point the finger, point the thumb.
Exactly.
Yeah, if you point, idea.
You point one finger at you, technically it's a four pointing back at you, but actually when you do it, it's actually three.
See, if I'm pointing at you, it's wrong, but if I do this, I'm pointing at me. Simple as that.
It's like Shane Falco. Leaders want the ball.
And there's, of course, Roscoe Jenkins.
Tell him put his finger out there like that, like a gun, and watch see if his finger, his finger exactly. curl back at you.
Do a little finger pistol.
Yes.
And then instead of pointing the finger as a pistol, point it up in the air, and suddenly...
Yeah. You thought you had me, didn't you?
He was trying to figure it out.
Okay.
Which, I mean, you haven't heard that before, but use it with your kids.
Yeah, it's different ways to point the finger.
Use it with your kids. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Jason's in Kentucky about the Brady situation. Jason?
Yeah, guys. Quickly, I think Tom and Giselle are... more in like what most of us are in life now. You know, mom and dad. Mom is telling dad to come home.
Mm-hmm. That's
right. And he's not ready to be done with it. And, you know, I know that Elle magazine, you know, article came out a while back.
Yep.
But this tells us that it's not over, you know, for whatever he's going through. And, you know, I'm 46. I completely empathize with what he's going through and have a little bit more respect for him now that he's human enough to tell us what's going on and still able to go out there and whip the Cowboys.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, it's a great point. You know what Jason just said there is what makes this story so interesting is Tom Brady is being relatable.
Yes.
He's so not relatable on so many levels because his life is just this wonderful, nothing but success. All he's done is win.
Yeah.
And this is the first time we're kind of seeing him take an L.
And we could see it with another GOAT in LeBron James. You see what I'm saying? Like at some point.
Age catches up, but then how it affects his family. We can all relate to the family saying, hey, you need you around. Yeah. Right? And he's like, I got to keep playing though.
Yeah. It's like Frank Gore, right? Frank Gore's son was in college.
Yeah.
He got in the league the year after he retired.
And that's
so it's like, how present can you be there?
Yeah. All right. We're back with more of your calls in 10 seconds.
Kids ruin everything.
Bart and Han.
That's actually a great point.
It's different. So I'm taking a family.
Say that again for those. For those just jumping back into this. On the Tom Brady front.
Did I say kids ruin everything?
No, not that part. That's not a good thing to say. The whole point is this. It is relatable for the first time, Tom Brady. I don't think he's been relatable for a very long time. He was relatable when he was a nobody draft pick that turned into a somebody. That was relatable. But then it became no way he's relatable. And you're saying, like, this is the first time I think you can really relate. Family, you know, kind of pulling you, trying to get you home. You're like, saying, I can't give it up anymore.
This is my destiny.
Yeah.
This is what I dreamed to do my whole life.
Right.
You want me to give all that
and
up?
And age. I'm old. This is a lot of work to do this.
But he's fighting the fact that I ain't old. Like, what happens when the first time when you retire? For people that don't know, because I've retired before. When you do it, like, you're bored to death.
But
you fail to find purpose.
Right. But what you said, yeah, that's the athlete dies two deaths thing. But you said something that is kind of funny.
Yeah.
Is, you know, for me, I look at it as a father. I can only get so far. This is probably the biggest thing I'm ever going to do in my life.
Yeah.
Right? What I'm doing now.
Yep.
I'm not going to really go too much farther than this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. I hope so, but I don't think so. So the whole point is now, okay, I got my kids. Let me get them beyond where I got.
Yeah.
But then you said about Brady and LeBron.
Yeah. Tom Brady and their kids will never get as far as dad's got. Like he's taking a family name farther than he's it's taking it so
different.
Far out there that nobody ever catches that they probably wouldn't even want to try and attempt to even be anything that he tried to do, right?
Well, it's going to be very hard, like Michael Jordan.
Yeah,
Michael Jordan. His kids, like, there's no way you could.
I don't even know what Michael Jordan kids look like. I think they in witness protection. They don't want to know. They probably don't even tell people that Michael Jordan's their dad.
Well, they do. But it's wild, though, when you think about it. Like, the whole goal of a parent is, I want my kids to have more success than I did.
Yeah.
I want them to have a better life than I did. So many of us, that's how we feel.
Yeah.
But then there's Tom Brady who's like, yeah, I don't, yeah. They can have a good life, but it's not going to be like this.
What about Elon Musk? Like, it's like, man, look, man.
But even LeBron, like all of them.
Look,
like,
Dad, I designed a new light bulb. Man, I put a Tesla on a rocket and shot it to Mars. Like, come on, man. Like, you can do better. Go back. Come back when you got something tangible.
Dad, I got straight A's. Yeah.
I made PayPal.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's see. News from Barton Hahn Nason. We go to Minnesota. Talk to Peter, who just hit us up on the Dr. Pepper call online. Peter.
Hello, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
All right, good.
Hey, I totally agree with Jeff Saturday on the line play. But it pains me to see Rodgers not involved in the OTAs or anything like that. Because I was in the Army for 18 years. When a new guy came in, guess what? We're training him up. Immediately.
Right.
Because guess what? When the bullets are actually flying, like in the regular season,
it don't matter.
We know we can trust them. Now, here's the other question. If Watson catches that ball and we actually get in on 4th-and-1 and win the game, are we talking about Rodgers in a different light?
Yes. That's a good – Peter, excellent point. If the kid makes the catch, then all of a sudden it's like, has Rodgers found his new target, right? You know that. Peter,
that's
great point. Thanks for the call.
Listen, history is written by the winners. And because they didn't win, history was written by Kirk Cousins and the Minnesota Vikings. So it's about, oh my God, we slept on the Minnesota Vikings. We forgot. Look at Cooper Kupp Jr. over here and Justin Jefferson. He said that he was going to be the best receiver in the league.
And he looked like
the
in
old
week
guy
one.
He may be.
Yeah, yeah. Talk about keeping receipts. Angel in Texas. Angel?
Yeah, listen, this whole thing with Aaron Rodgers is not new. His leadership has been questioned by a lot of former players,
mm-hmm.
Jennings being one, Finley being another, and several others. And here's what's going on. They don't mention it while they're there because they're making money with him. Let's face it. Jennings had a great career with Favre, but even better with Rodgers. And, of course, that puts food on the table. But the minute they're away and they're able to say how they really feel, they've all said how a lousy a leader he's been. Yeah, you know what? He is very gifted as a quarterback, but he's lousy as a leader. And everything that we've been seeing in terms of him deciding he's not going to go ahead and come in and do OTAs with the new receivers. Like, those are not the things that a leader would shy away from.
I don't think Rodgers has ever, and it's a good point, Angel. Thank you for the call. I don't think Rodgers has ever been called a leader. I don't remember anyone ever saying, like, he's a great leader.
Yeah,
great player.
I'll probably say Clay Matthews on that Super Bowl year was looked upon as, you know, the guy that did everything right, sold out, played hard.
Vocal leader. Emotional leader.
And if you look at it, a great receiver decided to walk away from a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Hard to believe.
When does that happen? When they offered him the same money.
No, that almost never happens.
Yeah, so
and we all know
that
why.
You, that tells you about, you know, the decision that was made. You got tired of being held hostage by Aaron Rodgers and his ego, and him putting the entire organization on a waiting in a waiting game, mm-hmm. pretty much in a circling thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I do. Terrell is in Green Bay. Terrell, how are we feeling there about all this?
I'm loving it, man. Great show today. I'm just going to answer Bart's question that he said. It just happened in Kansas City when Hill left my home. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Great receiver leaving the Hall of Fame quarterback.
No. The money was more in Miami. That's why he eventually rushed when Kirk
when Chris, gonna pay him.
Yeah, when Christian Kirk got paid, he blew the whole receiver
the
market
Chiefs
up.
Couldn't pay him.
And they paid him way more to go
could have paid
to Miami.
Him.
Right. The Packers had the money.
Love the show. Love the show, guys. But I got a question for you.
Sure.
Was Dan Marino a great quarterback?
Absolutely. Hall of Famer.
How many Super Bowls did he win?
Zero.
Was Drew Brees a great quarterback?
Yeah.
How many Super Bowls did he win?
One. You want to know why he won one?
No.
You won because I see where you're going. He won one, right? But you know why? You know why? Like guys like him and Peyton struggled to make money is because they failed to sacrifice. They were more concerned with making more money than they were about being able to make sure they had good teammates around them. That's why the GOAT is the GOAT, because he's taking less money so that he can win. We saw that in basketball with Tim Duncan as well. We saw that with Dirk Nowitzki. So sometimes you have to determine how much money is enough and how important is winning to you, because when you lose your teammates, when you get that big contract, you might as well in a year or two go over there and pick out one of your teammates and say, it's been nice knowing you, but you got to go.
And Mahomes' contract was kind of built in a way that they could
exactly
work around it, right? Like where it was.
Mahomes not even the highest paid player anymore.
Yeah, well, that's true. But Aaron Rodgers had to be, and he is. And it's less about that and more about.
Oh, I don't want $50 million. What'd he say? It's not $50 million. He told us it wasn't $50 million when the numbers came out.
Then it ended up being $50 million.
It's actually 50.1.
Yeah.
So I didn't lie. Right. Just like I'm immunized.
One head coach immunized. Admitted he got it wrong. That and more in Audio Files coming up next.
Bart and Han.